I just featured Tom Fitton, who I have the utmost respect for. He's fighting for you. He's fighting for me because he knows if we have a free election, we're going to make America the way it's supposed to be. But we got to get a fair election. And he's all over this. And like I said, he could be making so much more money, but he cares. And now he's under attack from the DOJ. Surprise, surprise, surprise. And we're going to talk a little bit about weaponization against rightful actions to ensure free elections. And when there's major crime being committed by Kamala Harris and the Democrats, nothing gets done. And we're happy to bring this to you because we need to raise awareness and they need to know we're watching because it does inhibit them. You know, evil triumphs in darkness. And this is why I feel the need to shine light upon this. And I'm spending an inordinate amount of time. Hey, since March, and listen, thank you for the nice compliments. I certainly don't hold myself up as someone who should be admired for his looks, but a lot of you are saying, Dave, you look great and you look a lot younger and stuff. And thank you. Thank you. That does warm my heart that a lot of what I've done and am doing is working. And don't worry, it's not going to my head because sometimes you get out of the shower and you catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror. And you're tempted to say, I don't know who you are, but get the hell out of here. And then you realize it's you. Yeah, that's what age will do to you. But anyway, thank you so much. You guys are so kind. But I owe a lot of this rejuvenation and the warding off of potential things that are bad coming my way, the reversal of my strip lung linings to this product right here, NanoSoma. And it works by boosting the immune system. So you may not have what I had, you may have something entirely different. But a strengthened immune system does the job. It'll do the work it needs to do. So all you got to do is go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Okay, here we go. Tom Fitton. Oh my. He is under such attack that they're saying that the things he's doing with voting are interfering in free elections. And the DOJ says, naughty, naughty, naughty. And then there's Elon Musk. To throw this in, is these people are working to get people to vote and to ensure free elections. And thank you, Elon. Thank you, Tom, for this. And they don't get enough credit. Everyone, oh, Elon's a billionaire. You can't trust him. He's losing tons of money to stand on the right side of things. I think he's risking his life too, because he's given the big middle finger to the globalists. Same with Tom Fitton. People like him, their private planes crash. And I'm not saying that to exaggerate, it's a fact. These two are being just criticized like anything. The DOJ would love to put them in prison. And now, Elon. To go to his situation, he's given that $1 million giveaway if you sign the petition. And the petition is about protecting our civil liberties. Doesn't have anything to do with voting, but the DOJ says you're interfering in the election. He's not. It's ridiculous. Let me tell you what interferes in the election. And Tom Fitton's been all over this. Tom Fitton has beat this horse to death. Act blue. It's corrupt. Let's talk about Kamala and how she should be disqualified right now for campaign law violations. Joe Biden received all this money. I forget it was 100 million, 200 million. I don't remember the amount now. But back in July when he's still the candidate, or June when he was still the candidate, he had all this money raised and earmarked for his campaign. Biden Harris. It's not Harris Waltz. And the FEC has regulations, Federal Elections Commission has regulations that you can't take that money. You can't transfer it. And this constitutes a transfer. Biden is the primary, Harris is the second, and the primary can't transfer to the secondary. Where's the DOJ? Oh, but. As I've told you before, and Tom Fitton has been all over this. Act Blue. You give $20 to Kamala Harris. I give $20 to Kamala Harris. My best friend gives $20 to Kamala Harris. That's $60. Now, this is what has been proven with investigative reporters. You pull out the FEC records. Dave Hodges didn't donate $20. He donated a total of $30,000, and he donated 20 times. Yet the investigators, and I've shown you the tapes, they go to the door. Did you donate? Yeah, I think I gave $20. Did you donate more than once? No, I just donated. Did you donate $30,000? Oh, I couldn't donate $30,000. Are you kidding me? And this was repeatedly discovered. This is fraud by the Democratic Party to money launder foreign people voting, excuse me, donating in the names of American citizens. Foreigners can't donate to the campaign. And one guy's already been caught. He's a WF guy that lives in Wyoming by the Cheneys. This is what needs to be investigated, but it's not. And you wonder how Kamala has $1 billion? I just told you. This one guy in Wyoming, name escapes me, probably couldn't pronounce it anyway. I think he's from the Netherlands, but he has donated $10 million. This is the crime of the century with campaign finance law. Yet they're going to go after Elon. They threaten Tom Fitton. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why you need to get 10 people to vote for Donald Trump in addition to yourself. You need to do it early. Go to the Dropbox, put it in there. Okay, don't put it in the mail. Things happen. Don't vote machines. Things happen. Okay. And to show you how corrupt this is, too, let me digress for one second. In Georgia, a democratically appointed judge overthrew a law passed by Georgia that says we're going to hand count the votes. That might delay the election. Oh, but wait a minute. The day before that judicial ruling, the Democrat in charge of elections in Georgia, you know what they said? It's going to take several days to know the results, which they also said in Michigan and Pennsylvania. In other words, we got to figure out how much we have to cheat. This is crazy. This is crazy. We're shining light on this. You need to shine light on this and use it as a convincing tool to get people to go vote early and to convince people that. How could you even think about Kamala? She cheats like crazy. And if she's going to cheat here, what won't she do to you? I'm going to give a tax break to 100 million Americans. Got swampland in Florida if you think that's ever going to happen.